off the end.
It's the wake up call.
So over the weekend, Katie went to church.
I did.
And the church experience that Katie had was, you said, interesting, right?
Well, it was beautiful.
And it's making Katie think that she is capable of doing something that I'm not 100% sure she is.
Okay, that's rude. So, my boyfriend D'Lo from ESPN and KSFM, his best friend of over 30 years, is a big part of a church downtown. They were having their Juneteenth and Africa Day service. And
which church is it?
I think it's called Trinity Church.
Okay, yeah, Trinity Episcopal Cathedral.
Yes. Okay. And it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what to expect. I've never gone to IO's church before. So when we walked in and we had the two littlest girls with us, and it is everything from people that have immigrated from Africa in traditional African garb, to little white kids in traditional African garb, to old ass white people,
right,
to LGBTQ. And so we have the church service. Then there's a reception after.
There always is.
I didn't know that.
Okay, so reception for the Juneteenth celebration, yeah, at Trinity Episcopal.
And D'Lo had been asked to speak about Juneteenth.
Okay.
And his speech was incredible and very moving, and I was so proud. And but many of the members of the church, especially the like African women,
yeah,
made traditional African food, which I've never had.
Delicious.
Holy crap!
Yeah.
Pun intended.
Oh, no. Okay.
Well, no. I meant the holy part. I meant the holy part. So the food was unbelievable. The girls couldn't get enough of it. Just chicken on the bone and all this incredible rice and all these things.
Love it.
Loved it. They absolutely loved it. Got me thinking, though. Do we think I can pull off cooking traditional African dishes?
And here we are.
And here we are.
The answer is clearly no.
Wait, hold on. I don't think you even thought about it.
I don't think I need to. I mean, it all goes back to you don't preheat an oven.
Okay, so I will say many of my favorite dishes don't even seem like they go in an oven. Maybe some of the chicken does.
Okay.
But
Why? What are some of your favorite dishes? What are some of your favorite African dishes?
Well, okay, so there are many different kinds of rice that I've had. Oh, I struggle to make rice.
You
crap.
Do?
Okay.
Yeah. Even with an Instapot.
I'm getting better.
Well, that's good.
Now, granted, D'Lo has to leave me instructions. He just writes down on a piece of paper what I need to do. Here's what I need to do, and somehow I still almost screw it up. Get a cup of rice, put it in the Instapot, and push the white rice button.
Well, don't forget to add water. So is that where you screw?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so, I mean, right off the bat, I think you're answering your own question.
But I want
to. I know you want to. Yeah. And I think that there's a lot to be said for the want.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll take it.
Can we just stop there, maybe?
See, here's what I thought would be the most complicated part.
Okay.
Finding the ingredients. Because I don't feel like you could just, like, wander into Safeway and necessarily find all of these ingredients.
You can't.
I could be wrong.
Now I make a lot of Indian food because I love Indian food. All that stuff you can get on Amazon.
Amazon.
You can use any exotic spice. They have it on Amazon.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about certain things that I just don't think that you're cut out for.
Okay.
I just don't think you're ready.
Such as?
Well, there's a dish. I'm looking up African recipes online. There's something called chakalaka. It's
okay.
A South African vegetable dish. It's usually very spicy. Right off the bat, this recipe starts with preheat the oven. Okay. This one's called fufu.
Okay, I'm looking at fufu. Yeah.
It's a pounded meal found in West African cuisine.
Okay.
This recipe, step one, preheat the oven. So, I mean, right off the bat, there's just an issue that I see coming up.
Okay.
Now, here's the good news.
Yeah.
Preheating the oven, the easiest thing you'll ever learn to do.
It's not that I don't know how. I know how to do it.
Yeah.
I think it's a scam.
But it's not. Because here's the thing. You're fine when it comes to cooking things that you know how to cook, that you can kind of, you know, jazz your way through.
Yeah, I like to improv it.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to follow a recipe.
Right.
I just feel like a little bit of garlic here. Exactly. These are very specific recipes from a culture that you're just not familiar with.
No.
So, anyway.
So do we think I try it? Is that what you're saying?
For show content, yeah.
Oh. I thought for my family.